Good morning. It's Conquering Jackie Daniels. Welcome to Conversations with Conquering Jackie. Today is Sunday, June 12th. I call this day She Rejuvenate. She Rejuvenates Sunday. Because Sunday is a time that we set aside to get ready for the week. It's also a time of rejuvenating you, putting you back together, giving yourself the renewed spirit, giving yourself, mending yourself, conquering yourself. It is a time for you to get back to you, because most of the time we are giving to someone else. Most of the time our energy is given to someone else, whether it be our jobs, whether it be our kids, whether it be someone we're sharing our life with. We are always giving of ourselves to others. So it is time for us to set aside one day that we will give time to ourselves. And that day is today for me. That's why I call it She Rejuvenates Sundays, because that is the day that you need to give everything to yourself. This is the day for you to go and do the things that you want to do. You release all other responsibilities and you only be accountable for yourself today. Okay? So do the things that will recharge you. Do the things that will re-energize you. Do the things that will re-motivate you. What you're going to do today is fill up your own cup so that during the week, you can give others the spillage from your cup. You don't give them what's in your cup because then you deplete yourself. You give them the spillage, okay? You give them what overflows from your cup. And you never let your cup go down to half full, okay? Never. Always make sure you are giving to yourself and stand full. When you give to yourself, you give love to yourself. You give confidence to yourself. You give a self-esteem boost to yourself before you can even give it away to others. You should be always giving to yourself. Get in a habit of being that person that gives to herself first, and then she gives to others. For so long, we have been living a life where we give to others first, and then what's left over, we give to ourselves. No, we got it backwards. Let's change the sequence. I love my children, but if I don't give to myself first, they're going to get a part of me that's not at peace, that's frustrated, that's angry, that's insecure, that's damaged, that is chaotic, because I'm not giving to myself first. This is why this message is so important. We have been giving to others, and They are depleting us, and we are not replenishing. So I want to change that for us. I want us to give to ourselves first and then give to them. Because see, first, if I don't get up early in the morning enough and give to myself first, I have to give myself the right atmosphere in the morning. I have to empower myself. I have to be in tune with myself. So I listen to a motivational message on YouTube in the morning. I take my shower, and inside the shower, I really engage with the water, and I just be one with the water. And then I brush my teeth, and then I get pretty for myself. And as I look in the mirror, I am going to begin to say affirmations to myself, because see, I have to rebuild me. I have to keep get myself refocused on my destiny. I have to redirect. I have to learn what I'm going to do to redirect any type of behavior that is not becoming of me. The behavior or the habits that I were used to having, I am now learning how to make sure that I don't practice those same bad habits. Okay. I am learning how to receive and not only receive, but to use the new information and the new knowledge that I have and release the old knowledge, release the old way of being. Okay. That is what I'm learning to do for myself. This is how I'm giving to myself. I feel that when I give to myself first, I can be better to someone else. I can be better to the world. So when I give to myself first inside my house, and when I come out of my room, then I am a better individual for my children. I am a better individual when I'm driving in traffic. I am a better individual when I get to work, because I have did the work. I have spent time with myself. And what I've learned with this is, when you don't spend that time with yourself, the frustration spills out onto others. The anger spill out onto others. And those others, most of the time for us moms that are divorced moms, co-parenting moms, single moms, it spills out to our children. It spills out to our exes. It spills out to our employers sometimes. And this is where you have to sit down and have accountability, because I'm labeling this month for myself. June is accountability month. The theme for me in my world is June being, I hold myself accountable for my actions. I hold myself accountable for my behavior. I hold myself accountable for my attitude. I hold myself accountable for my destiny. I hold myself accountable for what's in my environment. And as I hold myself accountable, then I am the problem. My issues are all my issues. So guess what? Then that means I can be the solution. Okay. So the pollution that's around me is all my doing, so that I can be the solution to that pollution. When you decide that somebody else is the reason that you have those issues, or the reason that you are angry, or the reason that you are lacking in your life, when you decide that someone else is responsible for that, then you are telling yourself that someone else is the solution to that. It's not until you take accountability and become self-aware that you are responsible for what happens to you. You're not responsible for what they do to you, but you're responsible for what happens to you. Because what they're doing to you, they can't do if you don't allow them to. Nobody can curse you out, treat you bad, disrespect you without you allowing them to. Because see, when they do that, if you don't properly take care of yourself, if you don't properly spend the time that's needed with yourself, you will allow someone to disrespect you. You will allow someone to continue to mistreat you. You will allow someone to abuse you. Okay? Because the conversation would be, well, I can't help it. I can't stop him. I can't. Yes, you can. You can show him your absence. Okay? He can't abuse something that's not in front of him. He can't abuse something that he can't get to. Okay? And sometimes when you're living in the household with the abuser or with the manipulator or with someone that can't stand you, that you're constantly having arguments with, that makes the atmosphere constantly on you have a lack of motivation in your own home, or you have a lack of peace. Sorry. You have a lack of peace in your home. Then this is when you need to spend more time with yourself, because when you spend time with yourself, then you can come up with a solution. Okay, you could come up with a plan, but when you are in something, it's hard to see that you need to be trying to come up with a plan, that you need a solution. It's hard to see it when you're in it. I've been in married to a manipulating man. I've been married to a man that didn't see his faults. All he saw was my faults. All he saw was I was the problem. I was the reason all of these things were happening. He never saw that what his part was in it. Everything was the other person. And so with me, what I had to do was I had to go within, and I had to almost live in a bubble. So I had to create habits for me to practice for myself, so that because he's in the house with me, I have to block him out mentally, emotionally. When he's speaking verbally, I have to learn how to tell myself that I'm rubber. So whatever he says to me, it's going to bounce off me. It's not going to stick. I had to live a life where I didn't let things stick to me. And that's how I was able to build myself up emotional, have this emotional wall around me where you can't penetrate it. If it doesn't feed me, it ain't a need for me. If the conversation don't feed me, and there's no need for it, it's no need for me, is what I'm saying. So that's what I had to learn to do, that person wasn't the problem. Because that person has their own problems. They just take their problems out on other people. I didn't want to be that person. I wanted to go within and find out why I was there allowing him to speak to me in that way or treat me that way. Why was I allowing it? And one of the things that I realized was I thought that because whenever we would argue, I will argue back. I would my pit bull personality would take over, and I can spit venom like a snake, and I would poison him with my words. But instead of me thinking that I was doing something that was protecting myself, what I was doing was crumbling. His words was causing me to crumble, and I didn't even know it, because I never took the time. I never took the moments to have with myself. After every argument, I'm out the door going to work. Or after every argument, I go to bed. It was never no time taking to myself. And I feel like when you take time to yourself, you're also taking time to spend with God. But if you don't take time with yourself, you're not spending that time with God. Because if we're made in the image of God, but we are constantly around people, or we're constantly going here busy, doing this busy work, always doing things, but we never take time to self, how can you say that you listen to God? How can you say that God is talking to you, but you never even take the time to listen? Because you never take the time to be by yourself. You never take those moments to have those pleasant, joyful moments with yourself. There is a Bible scripture, and it tells you to come into his presence singing. Okay? And I asked myself when I was reading that scripture, I said, come before his presence with singing. And I asked myself, how do I come in my presence? Do I come in my presence with singing? Do I come in my presence with gratitude? Do I come in my presence with stress? Do I come in my presence with complaining? Oh my God, that is so deep. How do I come? If God is telling you come before his presence with singing, but you're constantly coming to his presence with arguments, with chaos. That is so deep. Wow. How can you be coming to God's presence with chaos? And he's telling you to come before his presence with singing, but you don't do that. You come before his presence crying out to him. You come before his presence complaining to him. You come before his presence telling him all the things he needs to do to the person that's troubling you. But you don't come to his presence with singing. Hell, I like to sing. I'm always singing. And I feel that he loves my singing because I'm always singing in my presence. So that means I'm always singing in his. Music makes my energy change. Music makes the drama go away. And so I love singing. I love bellowing out loud. And now I understand why. It said, come before his presence with singing. And I do that. And I'm proud in this very moment to realize that, yes, I do that. That's a proud moment for me. But I kind of like got sidetracked. Let me go back to what I was saying. I just think that if you decide to take accountability of your own actions, take accountability of the words that you speak, take accountability of the thoughts that you have and the feelings that you have, and you write those things down. Make a list for yourself, what your constant thoughts are, what your constant feelings are, what your constant words are. Write them down and ask yourself, why do I constantly have these thoughts, feelings, words, behavior? Why is it a constant in my life? And then you have to ask yourself, how do you come in your presence? How do you come to your presence? When you're alone, like everybody is alone because you're in the mirror brushing your teeth or you're in the shower. You're alone at some moments in your life. But how do you, what are you coming to the presence of when you're alone? And when you come to the presence, this is how you realize what your thoughts are always about. It's almost like Joyce Meyer said, a battlefield in the mind, because you're constantly thinking about either some past words that you was called or what was said to you, or you're thinking about what's going to happen in the future. You're never present. So when it say come before my presence, in the present moment, are you singing? Are you joyful? Are you at peace? Do you feel loved? What do you feel when you come to your present? When you are one with God, what do you feel? What are you thinking? What words are going on in your head over and over? Just try the exercise for today. When you hear this message, try the exercise. Just sit quietly, take in some breaths, and then become aware of what you're thinking. Become and acknowledge it. Why am I thinking this? Why am I feeling this? Why do I use those words constantly? Why do I take that action constantly? This is what helped me to overcome a lot of my thoughts that I had for my ex. And it helped me to understand that the thoughts that I had for him was not hindering him or hurting him. They were hurting me because they were my thoughts. And because they were my thoughts and they was constantly anger and they was constantly struggling and they was I was constantly suffering because of the thoughts, my life was just at a standstill, stagnant. I was not moving. I wasn't moving away from the drama and I wasn't moving into my future. I was just at a standstill. It's like being in a car in neutral, and you're not going forward and you're not going backwards. You're just in neutral. You're not really moving. Or in park. I'm sorry. Your car is in park. It's like your car is in park. You can't go forward and you can't go backwards. Your car is just in park. A lot of our lives are in just park. We just parked our lives right there. And what issues have us in park in our lives? One of my issues that had me in park in my life was the thoughts of my ex. And they wasn't good thoughts. They was bad thoughts because he was a constant, what's a good word for me to use? It was just a constant, he was a constant sore that made me itch, you know, that wouldn't go away, that wouldn't heal. It was like a constant sore. So I had to do the work and continue to do the work because when you know better, you do better. So when I had learned what was going on, I wasn't easily moved by his actions or his words. I was able to stay the same. I was able to stay in my own zone. I was able to stay in my own mood. I didn't let him play me like a remote control because I feel like people have a remote control on your life when they know what buttons to push to get a reaction out of you. So once I stopped realizing that he was not going to have me like a, he was not going to have the be the remote control in my life, I start responding to him. I stopped acting the way he thought I would act because he knew my triggers. So I conquered that ish. So I just wanted to come on and talk about the She Rejuvenates Sunday. Level up. She Rejuvenates Sunday is what I'm coming on to talk about. So prepare for the next episode. Have a good day.